Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we will be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about Allah's greatest name. As you know, Allah has, you know, many names. Al-Asma, he has many beautiful names, Al-Asma'ul Husna. But according to some of hadith, there is one name which is the greatest of all names. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam kind of elucidates on what this name is, some of the nature of this name. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Verily Allah's greatest name is composed of 73 letters, of which Asif bin Barkhiya had but one." As you know, there's a famous story in the Holy Quran regarding the Prophet Sulaiman, right? Prophet Sulaiman, he was sitting on his throne and his consorts were surrounding him, members of his government, you know, his closest companions. You know, these people were surrounding him. And he asked them, you know, which one of them could bring him the throne of the Queen of Sheba, Bilqis, and one of the members of the jinn said, "I can bring it to you quicker than you can stand up from your throne." Right? قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. Right? And then the Quran says that there was a person there, present there, who had knowledge of the book, who had some knowledge of the book. Right? And we don't want to get into what this knowledge was, but he had some knowledge of the heavenly book. He said, "I can bring it to you in the twinkling of an eye." Right? This person, according to the hadith, was a person named Asif bin Barkhiya. And according to this hadith, this person had knowledge of one of the letters of the Ism-e-Azam, the greatest name of Allah. When he uttered this, he was able to perform this magical feat and bring the throne of the Queen of Sheba into the presence of the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. The Imam says, "With the utterance of which he caused the earth between himself and Bilqis's throne to sink until he got hold of the throne, and after which he caused the earth to return to its former state faster than the blink of an eye." Finally, in the end of this hadith, the Imam says, "And we, the Ahlul Bayt, have 72 letters from the greatest name." Meaning, if that person had knowledge of one of the letters of the greatest name, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt in general, including the Imams and the Lady Fatima, these great individuals, they have a complete knowledge of this, of the letters of this name, besides one of these letters. And Allah, blessed and most high, has exclusive possession of one letter of it with him in his knowledge of the unseen. So part of that knowledge of the greatest name is part of the ghaib and is only known by Allah. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Allah's greatest name in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد